And frankly, I need to begin with a big thanks to Matt, because Matt had lunch with us a few months ago and shared what he's been doing. I consider him kind of the architect of this. Make sure this is on. There you go. How about that? Anyway, thank you, Matt. I hope that we can all agree that the most effective Bible study is when you can get together with someone. It doesn't matter what sort of tool or strategy you have. If you're not meeting with somebody to study the Bible, it's not going to work out well. I feel like sometimes I have these great big dreams of study, and I spend so much time working on the dream that I forget that I never really met with anyone. Okay, so the question that I ask myself is, how can I get more people interested in studying the Bible with me? I decided to ask somebody in marketing about this. So a good friend of mine who's a brother in Christ works in advertising and marketing. And so I tried to boil it down like this. You have a product. You want to sell it. What's the best way to market and to advertise this product with somebody? And he gave me three questions to consider on this journey. And the first one was, what do I want out of this? And that's for the producer of this product. And the second question is, who do I want to promote to? What's my target audience? And the third one is, what's the best way to reach them? And we tend to focus on the third. What's going to be the most effective way to reach them? And his conclusion, this advertising guru, was that when you solve the first two problems, the third one comes naturally. But if you don't work out the first two problems, then the third question really is going to never happen, because it's going to come across as cold and insincere, etc. So I want to share with you, I guess, briefly how I am working on these questions so that I can best reach those around me. What do I want out of this? I want people to hear the gospel, and I want to encourage Christians. So that's been the question I've been asking myself for the past 4 years, and necessity is the mother of invention. I'm really not here to sell a product, but I needed to at least show off what I've been working on. So this is the workbook called the Redemption Series. It's meant to take somebody who's never heard the gospel before, or somebody who hasn't taken the gospel seriously before, and give them through 12 lessons the gospel message. And then it comes in several different varieties, and I want to promote it to a broad audience. I want to promote it to people who don't look like me, and people who don't think like me. And in that way, the illustrations that you'll find within this workbook are going to be filled with people who maybe look like people from all over the world. And especially if I could just throw this out there as well, sisters, your glory is going to be on display in this workbook, because a lot of times whenever you get things from people, you know, they're going to be with ladies who have cut hair, and so you're going to find sisters from all over the world and what their hair would look like if they were to let their hair grow. That's kind of a tidbit for you. Anyway, what's the best way to reach them with these materials that I have? Well, I have a YouTube channel. I have a podcast. I've got a workbook. I've got the same workbook available for a correspondence course study and for doing an e-study, so you could do it on your phone or on a tablet. I've even got little one-and-done tracks, the elevator evangelism, where you just got that one chance so you can throw it at them, right? So I've got all this stuff, but how do I get that content to somebody that I don't normally interact with? That's the question that I kind of ultimately want to answer today, and this is just an example of targeted evangelism. Step one would be, I need to have a place to host it. And a lot of you have websites as well where you host content. So this is the pureandsimplebible.com. It's my ministry outreach where I share these resources with people, the study series, the podcast, the YouTube books. The next part of that is I need to have a page where somebody could go sign up for that course. And I offer it through standard mail, through email, and through what I call meet and greet, or meet and study together. And so people can go to this page and sign up that information, and then I can get together with them. I also have a Gmail account, so I've got pureandsimplebible.com, and I've got pureandsimplebible@gmail.com. Gmail gives me online storage, so I can put all this stuff for free on there, and it allows me to interact with people through communication. Now notice, so far, none of this I've really done anything to meet new people, right? And so I could even build a Facebook page to establish my social presence. I'm still not meeting new people, right? Because it's just my friends who see it, and the vast majority of my friends on Facebook share similar convictions. And so I may have done all these things, and you may have done all these things, but we're not reaching new people. Permit a crude analogy if it does work. It works in my mind. I feel like I'm at the state fair, and I have a hot dog booth, and I'm lined up on a row with about 100 other hot dog booths, right? Now, I know I have the best hot dogs. I know that their hot dogs are not, they don't hold anything compared to what mine are. And yet, they have a neon sign, and they have a bullhorn, and they have a satellite in the sky, and there I am just waiting for somebody to come along and try my hot dog. I'm not going to sell my product. So I've got to find a way to target to new people. Well, Facebook's done it for me. And here's a couple examples. Here's mine, and here's the one from the church in Grapevine as well, to show you that, brothers, if you have a website, you as an individual can do this, but also the church could do it as well. This is targeted advertising. Now, this is the part, other than building your website, that's not free. For $50 a month is what I'm using, or if you wanted to do it for $20 a month, is there a marker nearby? Here it is. You can target an audience in a specific area with a Facebook ad. And so what I want to do is I want to meet new people in Louisville and in Carrollton and in Denton and tell them, hey, do you want to study the Bible? Do you want to get together? Follow this link to my web page and fill out this application. Now, we could be doing it globally, so pretend that's the United States, right? But my $50 around the world is not going to reach very many people in my area, right? So I could target the United States, but my $50 in the United States is not going to reach very far. I could target Texas, but my $50 isn't going to reach very far. But if I do a little, 10-mile radius around where I live, I'm going to put that $50 to work a lot more effectively. And that's what Facebook allows you to do, to target your audience. You can target their age, you can target their gender, you can target their interests, and you can target where specifically you want to go. And in doing so, since October when I've started this, I've had 52 people respond to that targeted advertising. And if you're like me, you hear that number and you think, oh, that's great. We've got 52 new Bible study leads. Well, the numbers don't always add up. And so I have to share that with you as well, right? I don't want to just say, start doing this. You too can have 52 Bible study leads. There's 23 who are active, 11 who haven't responded, and then 18 were from brethren who were saying, hey, I'm interested in the materials, but they signed up for it. So I had to catalog them in that list. Now, of those 23 active leads, I have two that signed up for a meet and greet. One guy's a Baptist, one guy's a Pentecostal holiness, but hey, I wouldn't have got with them if I hadn't been advertising in the Louisville area. And I have five that are standard male, and then 16 e-study. This is the part that I hope that we can get more involved in, is the convenience of a phone or a tablet. People in your area, you can send them via email, and they just follow the link, they read the study, whatever content you have that you use. You let them study it, they touch the little buttons to fill out the answers, and boom, it's in your inbox, and you can fill out the quiz and send it back to them. In the years that I've done correspondence courses by mail, I don't have a very good response of getting people all the way through the course, but my e-studies are a lot more successful. So not only am I doing this type of advertising, Matt's doing it here with Grapevine as well, but you might be thinking, Jonathan, I can't build a website, I don't have content, this all sounds, kind of above my pay grade. Well, you could get somebody to build it for you. I built the one for the East Auburn Church of Christ. Hey, that looks really familiar, doesn't it? Yeah, it does, because I'm not very creative, so I'm going to build you basically the same website and put your name on it. But they have the same tab there for clicking on a free Bible study, and they advertise who they are and what they do in the community, and they run it. You know, this is, I don't want to be in charge of other people's evangelism. I'd rather them do it. There's my 10 minutes. I'm almost done. And so they maintain and operate the evangelism. All I do is build the website for them, and it costs $250 for a two-year web fee. Here's the Mabel Vale Pike Church of Christ website. These are churches that didn't have a web presence. You know, they're like a hot dog stand they're ready for people to come for business, but they're not advertising at all. And so it's very easy for us to build a cheap website for $250, get a Gmail, which is free, get a Facebook account, which is free, and then advertise in your local area. And these congregations are having responses as well of people in their area signing up for e-studies as well as for mail-in studies. And the last thing that I'll say is when I started advertising just a couple months ago, you know, I was inundated with 20 or 30 requests right off the bat. I didn't have time to write 20 or 30 emails for those e-studies. And so what I did was I just wrote a script and I got it saved, and all I have to do is click and paste for that first study, click and paste, and it says, "Dear, insert name, thank you for signing up for this study. I'm so happy," and it's got a hyperlink. So when somebody sends me a message saying they're ready to sign up for the e-study, in 2 minutes, I've got it back to them because I've already done that work. I can share that content with you via a Google Drive, and you can do the same thing with your congregation. It's just another tool we have in the master's toolbox, so to speak. And there's the checklist for you if it is interesting. Don't feel bad. The brethren at those congregations, you know, they didn't have any tech savviness either, but they're running the leads now. They're doing a great job at it. Thank you.